Hi, you're listening to Love in Limbo Land, the dating podcast for millennials.
Dating is hard, and we walk you through the experiences we've had, the experiences our guests have had, and what's going on in the world in general when it comes to dating and relationships.
And you may be wondering, who are we? My name is Kudzi, and I work in digital entertainment, and I love connecting to people who have stories that can inspire others to find love in their own lives. Whether it's crazy, a little bit ratchet, or just plain old simple, I love stories about love.
And I'm Tiffany. I wrote my master's thesis on online dating, and I've always been interested in commitment, relationships, and what it takes to find that long-lasting love we all crave.
On this episode, we have Martine, who will be talking about finances when it comes to courting. Who should pay in the beginning? Should it be the person who asks for the date? Or should the other person offer to pay? Should we stick to traditional gender roles? Or in this modern day of Venmo, should we all be just a little bit more flexible?
He asked her to split on the second date.
Okay, tell me first, who asked who out? How did they meet? I need more details about this whole courtship process.
He met her through like a leadership program.
Okay.
And he asked her out. They went on their first date, was he was making them dinner. So that was really nice. Asked her to come.
She came over to his place.
Yes, which normally I would say is a no, but they know each other through something else. Mm-hmm. Like I personally, for my personal rules, wouldn't necessarily go over to somebody's house if I just met them, you know. But that was fine. But the second date, he asked her out. He tells her that they're going to go on an adventure, and so she needs to dress warmly. So I'm thinking, okay, he's going to do a picnic somewhere. But on their way, he goes, I'm going to take you to In-N-Out. And she goes, that's totally fine, because she was open to it. She didn't mind. She was like, you know, you're surprising me.
What's the word there?
Creepy weepy.
No, it's... It's
that's not
real.
It's not an adventure.
But I think he was playing with her, but he was also testing her. So she was like, that's totally fine. He's like, no, I'm just kidding. And then he takes her to a very expensive restaurant. They like go to a really expensive restaurant. She was really impressed by it. She was like, wow, like I would have been fine with In-N-Out, but okay. And then at the end of the meal, he was like, okay, so can we split this? I'm going to send you a Venmo request later.
Oh my gosh.
And
my gosh.
What did she say? Was he testing her again or was it real?
It was real. And she literally said to me, she sat there and was completely stunned. Like she did not know what to do or what to say to him. And I've been in that situation.
Do you know how much the dinner was?
I've been in that situation too.
Probably close to $100, I would imagine.
Total?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's two people.
I don't know.
I don't even know if that's like...
I would just pay for it myself if someone did that, like for the whole thing. Okay. This reminds me. I went on a date once. I think it's rude if the guy picks the place and then asks who to split. It's one thing if I pick a place and I'm like, I want to go here. Mm-hmm. Like, then it's like I picked it knowing my finances and my situation. So like if he can't afford to pay for it, then I'm fine to pay for it. But if he picks a place, like we went to this... I don't know if you guys remember Scratch. It was this like...
No, but I love that name.
It was from like these restaurateurs that were on the Food Network. Won one of those MasterChef competitions. So everything was like really like hand... made and curated like an experience, and he really wanted to go there. I knew nothing about it, so I'm like, sure. And like he ordered all this food, like he did all the ordering, and then when the bill came he was like, so we're gonna split it. And I'm like,
no.
Okay.
Did you say no? What did you say?
No, I said, sure. Like, I'm not going to say no. I don't know. That's so awkward.
So in those kinds of situations, I have a couple of ways that this is just my own personal belief, is that at least for the first couple dates, and this is in like this, the heterosexual land. Mm-hmm. I think that if a guy asks you out, if he's doing the asking, he's also going to be doing the paying. Now that doesn't mean that you sit there and you're like, I'm going to get lobster or I expect a seven course meal. Mm-hmm. It's if somebody asks you to spend time with you, they then need to be putting their best foot forward in the beginning to show you that they're going to be taking care of you. And that to me does not mean you need to go to an expensive meal. I'd be happy with a picnic in the park. If you don't have that kind of money, let's not go there. But to take somebody and ask her out to go on an expensive date and then to expect that she's going to pay when he's asked to like spend time with her, to me, that's like, a bait and switch where right. he's like, oh, we're going to go for an expensive meal, but I actually can't afford this. So I'm going to make you pay for half of it. You know, and by the time you're there, what are you supposed to do? If you're right. interested in someone, clearly you've accepted a second date.
Yeah. But then I think at that point, like you're probably not going to see them any again because they put like a bad taste in your mouth.
Right.
So I don't know.
Or alternate reality.
What?
He maybe second date to him was relationship. Maybe it was deeper than like.
No, that's not okay. That's like the craziest stretch I've ever heard in my entire life. Like no one.
Tiffany, I'm trying to give other angles here.
I don't think so. I think one, he could have been testing her. So did he actually send the Venmo request?
She said as of yesterday, he hasn't sent the request.
Oh, so maybe he was testing her because he did test her with the in and out
ever. Like who does something like that?
Let's talk about testing first of all.
Okay. Yeah.
What is that about?
I think that I think guys do because they've been burned so many times with girls just like using them for meals. And I know like we don't do that and I could pay for my own meal. Like I would not sit at a restaurant with someone I'm not interested in for any type of food. I'd rather just sit by myself and eat the food in peace if I'm there for the food. But I think like there are a lot of girls, especially in LA, who do move from other towns, don't have a lot of money. And so like in the beginning right. of the online dating craze, they would use it. And I read so many blogs.
To go to
like,
lunch and dinner, yeah, have to all go, their meals taken
yeah,
care of.
To have yeah. their meals taken care of because they can't afford it themselves, even if they weren't interested in the guy. And so I think guys now are just a little wary of someone using them because they've been put in those situations. Hence where the testing comes in.
Okay, so I have like two thoughts on that. I'm going to try and remember both of them. One thing is that my mom, we're going to bring Mama Bierman into
yes,
this.
Yes.
But okay. My mom's thought with all of this stuff is like, if a guy wants to take you out, for a guy to be like, okay, I'm going to go on dates this month, he needs to add that into his budget and have that be a part of his budget of like, this is what I'm going to be spending. If I choose to go on a date with somebody, again, it doesn't have to be super expensive. It can be really inexpensive. So I think, yes, I totally understand the idea of testing there and for a guy to maybe want to try out, like see if somebody is of value or not. But I still kind of stand by in the beginning, they're still supposed to be putting their best foot forward. If you're already testing someone in the beginning, like how are you going to be later on? Like those are games
exactly.
that I just do not want to be playing.
I don't think they're in the right place. And also like they don't take into account how much it costs for girls to go on a date. Like, sorry, like dry bar is $50, you know? Like,
do you dry bar before every date?
Not before every date, but I definitely like go once a week. Like,
what is dry bar? Why is it so, I know what dry bar is because it's one right here, but like, why is it so good?
Getting your nails done is another $50. Like they're doing your makeup, buying makeup, it's expensive, right. you know, like all the having a good outfit on, Ubering there, because like a lot of times, like if I'm gonna have a drink or two, like I'm not going to drive right. there. So like, and if they pick somewhere, I'm in West Hollywood, let's say they pick somewhere in Santa Monica, that's probably gonna be more than the meal itself. So I think there are all these other factors that people don't account for when they're like, oh, well, the girl's not, you know, what is she putting into this? Well, and there's a lot.
I mean, I would say some of those costs everyone shares, but some are additional girl costs. Yes.
Additional.
Yeah.
I mean, I will always like be like, reach for my credit card and be like, hey, can I offer to help you with this? I will always ask that because I never want to take advantage of the situation. But I do think that there are certain things like rules for dating in the very beginning, the first couple dates. But like, let's say you go to dinner with a guy and he gets the movie, you buy the popcorn. Mm-hmm. There are ways to show you go on a date in the beginning and you drive together. He picks you up, you pay for the valet. Yeah. Like there's ways to show at least in the beginning that you are a team player.
Right.
And you're still, you know, modern day woman who wants to be a part of the situation and assert herself and show that you do make money. But I also think it comes back to that whole, like, guys, the whole idea of like men chasing and women being okay with that and men taking care and women being okay with that. And then kind of once you've established your relationship, readjusting those.
So at what point in the dating courtship process do you think it's okay to start splitting? Or do you think that's like only once you're in a, like, exclusive relationship or never.
I don't know. I have no problem with splitting once I'm in a relationship. And usually I feel like from my long-term relationships, it'll be like, I'll get us breakfast or I'll cook us dinner or, you know, I'll do something really special. I'll plan a day. And it's not like you're going out all the time once you're in a relationship. I think you're home a little bit more, so you have time to cook and, you know, kind of share that responsibility. But I think it, if you are a conscientious human, it ends up evening out for the most part once you're in a relationship. But again, in the beginning, you know, the guy's asking to spend time with you. He's asking, hey, can I like carve some time out of your busy day and then put my best foot forward and take you for a meal? And if that is what he's doing, if he's asking you, then yeah, I think he should pay for it. And again, like I said, could be sandwiches in the park. Could be like, I'm going to cook you a meal and bring it and we're going to sit at your work, you know, like,
because for me, even I think about it, like, I don't even want that meal, to be honest. Like, I would rather like go to a craft night or, you know, something that's like $5 and like you're making a craft that you get to keep than like go to a fancy dinner. Like, that's so not me. But like, if the guy wants to do that, then like that's his prerogative. And like, I shouldn't, I don't think like I necessarily even need to offer for that, because like I didn't ask for the dinner, you know, like that's what he wanted, to spend time with me in that way. Like, I didn't say, hey, let's go to dinner, you know, if he was like, oh, I really want to spend time with you, is there anything that you'd like to do or whatever? Then, and especially if guys ask, like, they always ask like, oh, any recommendations of places to go? I'll always do like one, like, cheap, one middle range, and one like a little more, not like expensive, but like a little nicer, so like they can pick, because I never want to give anyone an option. They're like, whoa, she wants to go to this nice place, and them feel like they're put in this pickle. And
how how do you like being asked about options? Or so, do you prefer to just like
Is like, I used to give the three options. And recently, actually, a guy was like, he just moved to LA and he was like, oh, like, do you have any places that you like in that area? Because I picked an area that's closer to me, you know? And I said, I'm good with anything. Like, let me know where you want to check out.
Yeah.
You know, and it, and then he found somewhere. So like, guys will step up if you tell them to, you know, do a simple Yelp moment.
Right.
It's really not that hard. That's how I, like, I found all my places from just like going to Eater or going to Thrill. It's like, or following different Instagrams. It's not like I'm an encyclopedia either. Just like put a little effort in.
And then again, you give them the option to come up with an idea, which is one form of like stepping up, but also they come up with an idea for a place that's within their own budget. You don't pick a place that's not within your budget and then have an awkward moment at the end of a lovely dinner. Because that's one way to surely end a situation. I had somebody do that to me the other day.
Tell me, like, about it. I was going to ask, what is everyone's like most recent date and what was the paying situation?
Oh,
like,
yeah. I had, we went to Earth Cafe, which is you stand in line.
I don't like when people say Earth Cafe, because it is that standing in line moment at the beginning of the day versus like
sitting down and sitting then at down the
comes end at the end, which is so awkward. Because
you're just starting off in this weird vibe.
And in a transactional state before the date has even started.
That's fair. And that was, that might have been my like thing that I'd done, because I like Earth Cafe because it's outdoors and it's, you know, it just seems less formal to me. I like a first date to be 45 minutes, coffee, sometime, like, you know, not super late. Just as like, hey, do we get along with each other? Sure. Now I'm willing to invest some time in you. But we were in line and I had shown up and I was like really hungry and we hadn't discussed that we were going to eat food. So I was totally fine with paying for myself. In that situation, I was like, I'm going to grab myself a sandwich. So I ordered first and then I ordered my sandwich and then he went and he ordered his coffee or whatever he was going to get. And he didn't turn to me and say, hey, can I like buy you a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
He didn't say anything. And the woman was like, are you guys together? And he's like, no, we're separate. And I was okay. Again, I had even said, I'm okay. I'm going to cover my sandwich.
Honestly, for $12, like, I just don't understand that. But, like,
And at that point, you've literally killed the date before it's even begun.
Yeah.
Because then he went, oh my gosh, and I have so many crazy date stories. But then he goes into this whole like, oh yeah, you know, I don't really have money right now. And this whole, and I just, those are just not sexy things
for coffee?
To do on it. Exactly.
No, like, which I get, you know, people, financial issues are real, but don't go on the date.
Don't go there. Yeah. Don't go there. Come up with other options. You can make lemonade and bring a canteen and we can go sit in the park again.
Yeah, like, go on a hike. I've gone on very so specific. Many hike and
it's
days.
Very specific. I like it.
Oh,
bring
no.
a pink canteen.
Oh no. So you sat through the whole date?
No. So most of the date was spent waiting for the sandwich, because if you know Earth Cafe, it takes forever. Right. And I was like, great. Then I was so hungry by the time it came. I destroyed the sandwich in 15 minutes and I was like, I'm so sorry, I have to go, but thank you. This has been fun. And I was like, I'm done.
Right, because it's like, no, we're over that.
Where did you find him?
I think he and I met on either Bumble or Tinder.
Why the
those two apps? I think.
Where are we supposed to go?
Hinge.
Really?
I think everyone's saying Hinge, but I'm not using Hinge. I'm only on JSwipe and The League right now. But I think all of my stuff is like, I've been really trying to meet people out.
Yes.
Which I've been better at.
I've been listening to this guy. His name's Matthew Hussey.
He's epic
and amazing, and I'm pretty sure he lives in LA. And if you're listening to this, Matthew,
no,
I love you. Come and find me. Damn it.
Apparently they broke up. Are they still dating?
I think they're still dating.
Damn it. Don't worry about it. I also am kind of convinced. Anyway, he's so no, not at all. No, he's so in tune. He's wonderful. But he was saying how he's really kind of opposed to dating apps.
Yeah.
He's like, get out there, go do stuff, go meet people.
Totally.
And I find sometimes...
And eye contact. Like when you go out, do you look at guys?
Okay.
Do you smile?
So here's a totally different thing. I'm reading this book called The Rules. Have you heard of The Rules?
No.
So there's, there's the original rules and now there's like the updated rules. And I'm just reading it because one of my friends sent it to me.
Yeah,
and I'm super interested in this kind of stuff just in general because things change, you know? Rules of dating sometimes change. One of their things is go to a bar, make no eye contact with any men. Do not make eye contact. Do not smile. But I thought what is interesting, their idea is basically that if a guy is interested in you, men have a type, or men and men have a type, or women and women have a type. And that if they're interested in you, they're going to find a way to talk
to you. That's not true, because I know so many guys who are so scared. And I like, my dad always says too, like when he first started dating, he would like never ask anyone out. Like his friend asked my mom out for him. No. And like,
it's a different time.
But no, but I think like some people are just shy. Like, and you like, he talks about how like there was the one person who like left her gloves in his car just so that he would like initiate another thing. But like she was being strategic, you know, and she knew that like he's a shy guy. So I think like there are so many good guys who just like, I look at my brother who would just, they're not going to like try. If you're not looking at
especially
them,
if
like,
you're in a
any cues, like why would they come up to you?
But that's why where I'm kind of like at odds between this book and Matthew Hussey, because what he says is to make eye contact and then like look away and then make eye contact again and then kind of look away. And then just kind of be like, hi, mouth high to them, and kind of give them an intro,
high.
Like a space, especially if you're in a group, if you're in a group setting, which I know can be stressful for somebody to approach a group of women is probably. But I was going to ask you, like, what about like we haven't even talked about the like non-heterosexual world as far as like who pays and how that works. Like, what's the situation?
I'm probably not the template on this. I normally just like pay for stuff.
You just outright.
But also
like,
don't go on that many dates. Like if it was Earth Cafe, I know myself, I would say, oh, just put like, I'll get this. I got it. What do you want? I would just say that.
Even if you weren't the person who asked, who wasn't the asker, like you didn't ask the person out on the date.
I'm generally the asker, but if I wasn't, I would expect them to. And then if it became a split situation, I would be over it. Like if they didn't say, oh, just add, like if they order first and they don't say, what do you want? Like just add it on. To me, that's like done. I just feel like
right
I just
because
feel
we do
like,
that as friends.
Yeah, like if,
you know?
If I do that with my friend, like get it together here, or maybe I'm just
no,
like spending more money than I need
just
to.
Like, just like I don't know if you're like going out with someone, it's like $2. Like to me, those things are so small, and it's like that person like really appreciates it. Like I've never had like someone like been like. Die, you're getting it's like whoa, like that's so nice.
But sometimes
that
women,
you
so, like at least from what I've heard from some of my guy friends is that they're like you were saying, some women do come with an expectation. So I think if you're like sitting there and you make no effort to be like thank you, or at least be appreciative,
say thank you,
it's at least being appreciative, being like wow, thank you so much, I really appreciate that. Right. I think that goes such a long way.
Yeah, because I don't necessarily think you have to offer. And to be honest, I only offer when I don't want to see them again because I feel guilty about them paying if I'm not going to see them again because like that was both of our times. But I think there's something so unromantic about splitting or offering or because like. You know, that's not. And so if I'm going to do that, I think it's already going to put a bad impression in my mind of like this relationship already. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do that. So I'm like, I'm not going to even put myself in that situation
that's
where
so
I
weird.
Offer.
I'm so it. Different. Yeah. I expect it strong. I strongly appreciate an offer, even if I'm going to pay. I just need early signs of like, teammate partnership.
Yes.
Like
but
from
you
the
could
beginning.
Communicate that in your words and it doesn't need to be like a transactional thing. Like the way I think is like just because it like this person might be investing like financially in the beginning, but if we end up together, like it's both of our money. You know what I mean? So that's why for me, it's like if they're interested in what the type of relationship I'm looking for is like at the end of the day, like they're gonna have my stuff as much as I'm gonna have their stuff and we're gonna be sharing that. So it doesn't matter who spends the money now because it's gonna be both of ours anyway. You know?
I love how you're looking like 5 years down the line.
But because that's what I'm looking for.
Right,
do you know what I mean?
A teammate,
I'm not looking for a fling or, you know, just like a casual thing. And that's why I think the casual ones, like there's like room for that to happen more. But
well,
like
then you have like no hopefully you have less emotional investment in somebody. And like if you are really disgusted by them on some level, it's easier to be less emotionally attached to them. You know what I mean? Like if somebody's like, hey, let's split. That's actually one of the things I said to my friend is I was like, okay, so this guy doesn't seem like he's relationship material here because he doesn't seem like he's trying to build the foundations of a relationship.
Right.
So maybe just be straight up with him to a certain extent and be like, hey, I think we might be in like different spaces, but I really enjoy your friendship, and then hook up with him if you want to.
And I think you should just tell them what you want. Like I've in the year of 2019 have become more like vulnerable and more open to saying like what I want. And I say, you know, like I want like a partner and I'm not good at being the one who like pursues or anything like
that. Do you do
that
in the beginning? Please tell me you don't do that in the beginning.
I do that in the beginning.
That puts so much pressure on a
date. No, but I think for the right... No, because I'm not saying like I need you to like wine and dine me. Mm-hmm. I'm saying like I'm looking for this type of relationship. Honestly, think about it this way. You're looking for that relationship too, right? If a guy told you they're looking for that and you're into them, you love it. Don't tell me you don't.
But it takes... But even she was saying like he was saying these like emotional things to her and she was like, that's the quickest way to have me run the opposite direction.
Because
like,
she's not ready for
soon.
A relationship.
Yeah, she's not ready to receive
I don't
it.
Think
she
she's ready for...
emotional
I've
space.
Never... I've never... When I look at guys' profiles now, if a guy says like, I'm looking for love or all that stuff... Like, that's, like, very vulnerable. Like, that's a thing to put there. Like, as a girl, I feel like you can't put that there because guys will be like, whoa, too much. But I love when I see a guy saying, like, I'm ready to meet that person. I want to have a partner. I want all that stuff versus, like, a silly, like, you know, I'm not looking for much, just, like, a wife and three kids, you know? Like, things like that where it's, like, clearly, like, they just don't know how to... They're not there yet, but they're trying to say they want it in like a way that's like non-confrontational. And I think it comes off not wanting it. You know, I want someone who's like, this is what I want. And I'm like, hey, that's what I want too.
I think that there's a way to put that down on a profile if you have a profile, but at least in the first couple of dates, to kind of stay clear from like the I want a house and three kids and
a dog. Well, no, don't say that, but I say how you want the dating to progress, I think.
If somebody was to ask me,
asked you on the first date, what are you looking for?
I'd say I'm looking for a partner who I can have some fun with and invest in a possible future together. But the way we are right now, I'm just having like, this is great and I'm having fun. And that's just what I'm saying for like my larger, like what I want on a larger scale so that I don't put so much pressure on this date to be that.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. You're not going to say, I want this with you.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. It's like saying what you want, but you don't need to say, I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, I want to get married and have kids with you. It's like in the future, I'm looking for a partner where I would get married down the line and we would have kids down the line. And like, that's where I am in my life right now.
Yeah,
like I've already dated people and know what dating is. And I'm not interested in staying in the dating forever world, you know? So
part of me just there has to like, I don't know. I think that there's a very subtle way to, and I don't think I conveyed that properly right now just because I'm very much on the spot and not in dating
mindset. But on a date, you're in on the spot too.
But I think if I was on a date, I'd kind of be prepared for where I would go with that. But I do think just in the beginning, there's a way to convey that with just a little bit less seriousness of like, I'm here and I'm currently interviewing you for future partner, you know, versus like, hey, we're here and we're having fun and we're spending time together in this moment. And like, we need to still be gelling next week when we hang out again in order for this to progress.
Tiff, what date number are you talking about here?
Good point. Good question.
I think like it's fine. I don't know. The first 1 to 3 dates, I think it's fine to say how you're feeling or like not how you're feeling about them, but like where you are at in your life. Like if someone is like, and I think that's important because I've learned so much about people by their answers. Like I've learned that when people are not emotionally available, I've learned because I think, you know, someone can ask you those questions. And if you're honest and you're coming from a place of like, these are my desires and these are my intentions, and it's not on a place where you're projecting it on them, that person doesn't need to do them. This is just what I want. This is where I'm at in my life. So like, if that's not where you see your life going, then this wouldn't work anyway.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So I think a guy who is also in that point of their life where they're looking for that will, and they're attracted to you, they will be, I mean, if they're not attracted to you, they're like, whoa. I think, you know, it depends on that.
I'm with Tiffany on this one. It's really about where are people in their lives? Do the energy feel, the vibrations, are they in the same like place? There's difference between like wanting to have fun and go dating multiple people and like see which one works to like, I don't want to do that. I want to find like the person for me,
but don't you think
who also wants that? And like,
this is like, but you can put that on your profile. You can put that like
profiles are, those are so, there's something about like real in person being vulnerable and saying that you want that, that is beyond a profile, because that profile is still hiding behind a screen.
Right. But I'm not going to invite that. Like, I'm not going to be like, so what is it that you're looking for? Like, I think you can get a sense from somebody if they're asking you out on a date, then they're following up and they're asking you out on a second date and you're not sleeping with them, you know, and you can right in the beginning. Lots of relationships work that way, but you can get a sense of kind of whether somebody is looking for something a little bit more after a couple dates. And then if it comes up, then sure. But I just don't know. I don't know. Because you can tell the people who are like just in it to hook up. If you had a coffee with me at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday.
There's some scammers out there, Martine. There's some scammers out there.
That's definitely not true. I've had guys tell me that they're looking for like, and you know, I think I remember the podcast episode we had with the guy who like, he had sex with 200 women and then he's like, oh, I'm going to be a born again virgin. And I said, I don't understand, because guys will tell you like, I want kids, I want a relationship, I want all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then they'll take you out to dinners and they'll, you know, you'll date for like a month and a half. And then after they're like, oh, actually, I don't see I don't feel a spark or whatever.
But who's to say that that wouldn't happen anyway? Even if they were like, yes, I'm looking for somebody for long term. Who's to say that, like, and that same thing could apply to you too, is you could date somebody for a month, for 2 months and be like, because I think also what happens is ideally somebody's putting their best foot forward in the beginning. When I went to college, somebody gave me this amazing advice. They were like, when you go to college, everybody's going to be your best friend. And then once you get to Thanksgiving, you're going to come back from Thanksgiving break and you're going to be like, who is that person? And it's not that the person's changed. It's that this like amazing facade of who they wanted to step into this situation, they wanted to be, they can't keep that up anymore because the energy, they can't keep doing that energy
wise. That's true.
And so then who they actually are once they've spent time with their families or once they've gone back to their original environment starts to come out. And it's, again, it's not that people have changed. It's just that things, your situation has changed. You've gotten more comfortable. And who you, because it's, you can't really hide who you are ultimately. And so I think in those kinds of situations, that's why you date. Is I used to think dating was silly. Like my parents met and married each other in 3 months.
Oh
my
God.
They literally met and then married.
How did they meet each other?
Oh, funny. That's a funny story. My mom was dating a guy who my grandfather thought was the guy from the wrong side of the tracks. Uh-huh. Like, anyway, and he had a private investigator like making sure that she was okay, and then he offered my aunt a tape recorder back in the day. He offered a tape recorder for her to try and introduce her to someone else, and so my aunt met my dad and invited him over for dinner one night. Just randomly, it was like, oh, and they all knew that my mom was being set up because she'd just broken up with the other guy.
Oh my God.
They knew my mom was being set up and my mom had no idea. And he just came to dinner because in those days, I guess,
you could just like just invite cool. people. Yeah. It's like, oh, what's that movie? Dating Rebecca or something Stein. Dating Rebecca. I don't know. It's about, yeah,
just
but that's
totally
what they do.
Different yeah. setup. Yeah. And so they hit it off immediately. And I think they took like a very small break in between there where my mom was like, sort your stuff out because my dad was a player as well. And my dad came back and was like, I don't want to live without you. And my parents are still together to this day. So maybe that. I have some like very warped idea of, love and marriage. But getting back to what I was saying before is I think, A, that is possible, which is crazy. And when you know, you know. But, you know, I do think that that's why you date. I used to, like I said, I thought dating was silly because my parents barely dated.
Right.
But in today's world, you know, it's not necessarily, it can be that simple, but it may not be. And so to get to know someone, you need to take time.
Right. Okay. So, but I want to go back to something that you said earlier about how people will bring like the ideal person that they want to the table in the beginning and whatever. And that's where there's that disconnect. Cause once you stop like being able to bring that energy to that person, cause that's not authentic to you, it dies. But how about if two people from the beginning are just their authentic selves? And so like, you're not doing all of that. And I think the reason why like relationships don't work or people, you know, date for a month or two and it fizzles out is because both people are not being honest about how they feel.
But so being your authentic self and being honest about how you feel, I think that there you can still be your authentic self and reveal those things over time in a sexy way that's still appealing to the other person so that you establish, you know, boundaries and your structure of your relationship before you're like peeing in front of them or like, do you know what I mean? Or like cool with, I don't know, being hot, like burping. And I don't know, my exes used to do that, just like funny stuff, you know, but I just think that there, you want to make sure that there's some level of sexy and not being authentic. And I don't mean that doesn't mean that you can't be your authentic self, but again, best foot forward in the beginning with also small pieces of a reveal. Like if I was to tell you everything about myself at one time, the good, the bad, you know, and everything in between, it'd probably be really overwhelming.
Right.
Versus like, here's what I have to offer in this space right now at this moment. Okay, next moment. And like a slow reveal.
A slow reveal.
That's just my...
I think authentic self can be sexy, no?
I think authentic self and being confident in yourself and knowing your value, you bring it because you're like, oh yeah, I got it. I got it, you know? But I think if you're not in that place, it's really hard to unlock that naturally.
Okay, I just want to understand, when you say authentic self, like what does that look like to you? Like when somebody's on a date and somebody's like, I'm going to bring my authentic self? What date are we on? Maybe I'm misunderstanding.
I think the first date, like if on the first date I'm talking to you the way I would talk to like my best friend.
Yeah.
I feel like that's my authentic. And I'm saying like, yeah, bring a little sexiness too. Like don't be like a complete little cornball. And like,
what about, what's an authentic self man? Like if the guy sitting across the table from you, what does that look like?
I think he, is warm and honest, and you can feel like they're an open book and not hiding things, you know, like if you feel like you can ask them any question and they'll answer it. That's what I think it is. If you feel like, oh, I can't ask them this, that's when I feel like they might be hiding something. Like they create a safety zone, I guess, for you to feel like you can, you know, be open.
I think that also comes with like having good chemistry with someone.
Yeah.
You know, when you just have good chemistry and you click, it's, and you can easy. Like have some banter or laugh a little bit. I think that's like when you say like, I can talk to you like you were my best friend. In my mind, I imagine that that's more like I can laugh with you and like we connect about different things that we're interested in. And maybe there's a little push and pull there. It's a little sexy, but I'm not going to be like, so I had this issue at my job today, like I would with my best friend, you know? So just kind of finding that. That's at least where I imagine.
So really. Let's say you've had an authentic self date.
Uh-huh.
I feel like Tiffany's at a higher level here, guys.
She really
is. This is higher level
stuff. Really is. I want to know.
2019 is my year. I feel like first you have to go to my psychic.
Oh my gosh, is this your year? Can we know what, can you reveal any insights from this?
You should listen to the last episode.
It's on the last. I literally break down the entire psychic tarot card reading.
Well, the episode before last, right?
No, it's last episode.
Last episode. But wait, so you have this authentic self date. You're 7/8 of the way through this authentic self date. So like it's wrapping the end.
Okay.
You've been on this vibration frequency.
Hypothetically, yeah.
Hypothetically, it's like working. Yeah. And then he asked to split the check.
I don't think that it was an authentic self experience.
How does the payment affect the connection?
Because there still needs to be romance, and it's kind of like improv. And improv, they're like, don't do any transactional scenes. Don't do any scenes at a cash register or anything where you're exchanging money, or because it just kills the vibe. Mm-hmm. It kills the scene. If you can't even do that, if they advise you against doing that in an improv skit, then don't do it on a date either.
Why does it kill the scene?
Because anytime you're when you talk about exchanging money and like the process of it, like being like who reaches first, that whole thing, it's not sexy if people are trying to do it at once. People are trying to like don't know how to feel, looking at each other. It's like if someone grabs it and makes it happen, it's so like effortless that the scene keeps moving versus it coming, it's sitting there, both of them thinking, what do I do here? She, like, it's sitting there, so she pulls it out, then he pulls it out, then he's like, oh, I got it. Like, I think it just really creates like this tension. And I think like when I'm out with my friends, like, and the bill comes, everyone just take it out. You would take it out. You don't let the transaction. I remember like when you're younger and people like you just have less money, so everyone's like, oh, I want to just do my own little piece and like going to like the sense
the line money. Items,
you know, like people who do that, like think about friends you have who do that and you just don't want to go out with them again because it becomes such
a process.
Just
like that's why I just grab the check before, so that we just don't, so I can keep the scene moving.
Right.
I'm an actor, you guys.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like,
no, I literally, like, we don't need this moment, right. So I'm just gonna, like, grab
it. That's what I say. It's like, I wanna, in a sense, I'm like protecting the guy if he's interested in me.
Yeah, I'm actually protecting the people. Oh my God, we save people.
Yeah.
We save people.
Because honestly, if he's interested and, like, the investment and like being a part of my life is gonna pay out way more.
Wait,
than this
so understanding, you'd be willing to just grab the check and take care of it?
I would. She wants him to do it.
Yes.
Not on a date.
To Tiffany, the check must be handled quickly, swiftly, in one motion, so that we're not doing that.
Agreed.
It's not a point. I, though, on the other hand, think the way people like think about their money, is an indication of like how they think about like their stuff.
Yeah.
Like just like that's why the offer is important. I'd rather we didn't do the awkward like back and forth. Mm-hmm. But if I see like what's it when you're very when you like keep your stuff to yourself, I see like that kind of energy,
possessive
or like not wanting to share, mm-hmm. not partnership-y vibes. Yeah. I'm like kind of done.
I think, yeah, but I think that's different. And I think you can communicate to that other person that with your energy. Like, I don't think me fake scrambling into my purse to pull out a card for him to say, I got it. I don't think that.
I think some people appreciate a fake scramble.
I think it just, it's just not romantic. It's not sexy.
Have you ever done a fake scramble?
I've done fake
scramble. How long do you scramble for?
No. I literally pull out the card. I'm not going to like just scramble in there. Like, you know, I pull out the card and I'm like,
Tiffany's like head in her purse.
No, yeah. What I mean is I go in, take out the card. Like, what are we doing?
How long is this like take out? Is it like a quick take out?
It's a quick take out. Okay.
You're very much about, you don't want the scene.
I don't want, he either says I've got this, which is what he should be saying, or he says okay, sure, let's split. And then at that point I'm like, okay, I'm never gonna see this person again.
Have you ever had a moment where right before the checks come the person's gotten up and been like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom?
Yes.
And now the check is sitting on the table and it's just you at that location.
I leave it on the table until he comes back.
Yeah
it's just
I'm always like, are you getting up so that you hope I'll take care of it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think girls do that. I think they'll be like, yeah. Oh, I'm going to the bathroom and seeing like what he does.
I need to go on more dates because it sounds wild out there.
It's so
honestly,
wild.
It's so I'm surprised simple. You don't.
Why?
I am so, because you're so charismatic and cute. Sorry, if you Thank have you. Never met Kutzy before, go check him out.
I don't know. I mean, I do know.
Is it because you work too much? Like, what is that? Or is it just because it's, like, scary to go?
It might be the second one. It's not, like, work too much. Yeah. I think people choose to work too much. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You make time for the things you want.
I can work or not work. I think that's just the choice. Mm-hmm. I feel like we should do this in a different episode. Maybe have a dating coach here. Yeah. But I just don't know these people who get up. I don't know that world. Who get up when the check comes. I didn't know it was that wild.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, people, yeah. I think that's the thing. Like, you can tell, though, and that's why I, like, get my hair done, do my nails, do that stuff, because I think that also cues to the guy, like, look, I take care of myself, mm-hmm. and this money that I'm making is being spent to, like, be the best self for you too, for you to share with me. Right. So like, I'm not rolling out, you know, and being a messy Bessie and expecting you to fix my life. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm working on myself. I'm bringing value, and that I have a job. So it's not like, you know, I'm literally making $0. Like, I have a job, and you can rest assured that if this works out, like, we're in this together. Yeah.
And there's so many partners who didn't pay in the beginning and are really big givers. Like, I love giving gifts.
Right. There are like, and that's the thing. Like, there are cute things that you can do. Mm-hmm. Like Martine was saying, like, whether it's like paying for the popcorn or even like, I went on a date. We went to Chick-fil-A and I was like, okay, cool. Like, whatever. I just wanted to spend time with this person. That's what I mean. Like, it doesn't matter where you go. And he knew that I like pumpkin spice. So he bought like a regular milkshake, but he brought like a pumpkin spice he like went to the supermarket and like found the pumpkin spice and poured it in there and like made a pumpkin spice milkshake for me, because he couldn't find like where they had pumpkin spice milkshakes, but wanted me to have it. So like the thought of like him going to the grocery store and being like, where's the pumpkin spice? Like, where did, and like the effort that took versus like going to like dinner, like to me was so much more valuable. Mm-hmm. And so it's exactly what you're saying. It does not need to be this whole production. I never asked for the dinner. I would rather not. I'd rather save those calories, Bill. But you know, like that, guys like the dinner. Like they like sitting down and eating and doing that whole
hiking
thing.
Hiking dates have become a thing now too.
Love hiking dates.
But like,
but I love picnic dates. Yeah, I go running all the time.
On running dates.
Yeah.
If you ever want to, you know, catch Tiffany out in the
catch
wild.
Catch me on a date. I know. You know what
why
I like about?
Why?
I'll tell you this. One, I love leggings and a tank top.
Yeah, there's something really cute about that.
Anytime I can just be comfortable and athletic and not have to wear makeup and be like, well, we're going on a hike, so I'm not wearing makeup.
Oh, I definitely would show up with makeup.
Oh, no, I can't. So I like that, like, they asked for this, so this is what they're getting. And I don't have to, like, try as hard, you know? Like, and it's casual, and you can see if the conversation flows.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I do like hike dates.
Like experiential dates.
Yeah. I just like, yeah. On. I was saying, like, I like anything where you're, like, doing things together. So
would you ever pay for any date?
I've paid for dates before when we're in a relationship.
Okay. How many dates? When is that, like, normally for
It's so Tiffany? Different. Oh, for Tiffany.
For yeah. me, it's like 3 months in.
How many dates is that? Like two a week? Three a week?
No. 1 to 2 a week.
Okay.
So you wouldn't, you wouldn't pay for dates. Breakfast. Like if you guys went for breakfast, you wouldn't pay for breakfast. If you guys were, let's say we're 6 weeks in.
I think it's different. Like, no. So we could, let's say, like for instance, this is an example. I went out with a guy. We went out on 2 dates mm-hmm. and he paid for them. And then the third day, like it happened to be his birthday that day. Mm-hmm. And he celebrated his birthday the night before. Like that was his party. But the next day we were going on a hike. So I went and bought him a birthday cake and balloons at my apartment. So when he came and picked me up, like I lit the candles and like sang him happy birthday. And it's like little things like that where it doesn't like what the cake maybe cost me $10, mm-hmm. the balloons $5, whatever. But like it showed that like one, I cared that like it was his birthday, even though it was only date 3 and like we weren't in a relationship mm-hmm. and he was probably dating other people during the time. But like it's little things, and that's why like I'll do stuff like that where like I'll think about like how the guy did the pumpkin spice thing. Those are totally types of things like that I would do. Or like once someone I was dating was sick and he like stayed home from work, and it was also during a time where I wasn't working in an office, so I like went, he really liked spaghetti and meatballs, and I went and got him spaghetti and meatballs and brought them over to his place. So like I think there are ways to do it where it is like I'm thinking of you and like I like want to make you feel like I want to be there for you when you need someone too. And for like the special occasions, because I will always do that. Like, and that's why I'm like, yeah, like, okay, pay for like the first couple of dates, but like, I'm going to bring like cute things too, mm-hmm. you know, or I'll think about you. Like, I think even something as simple as like, you see something that reminds you of them and you text them like, just saw this, like, yes. you know, like little gestures for guys. I think that's more like powerful than you paying for any date. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, she's thinking of me on a random day when she's just going about her day. Like that's a gift. Gifts don't always have to be monetary things, I think.
I agree.
All right. I feel like we wrapped that one. Anything else to add? I think gifts don't always have to be monetary. And I think what people give in different ways to exactly. the building of a relationship. And like the payments along the way, and not to think of it like an investment, but mm-hmm. like it is. Everything it is like investment. Building slowly. Yeah. So everyone needs to give in their own way. But I think you have to give fully. So I'm kind of like convinced about not splitting the check.
Yeah, and I ask. I always say, like, what do you like? Like, you know, what are things that you like that, like, make you excited? So whether that's, mm-hmm. like, oh, I really like a cheese plate or whatever. Like, that might be my thing that I say. And then they just, like, they surprise me with a cheese plate or whatever. But, like, pick up on the little things they talk about that they like or, like, that excites them. Like, oh, I'm really into dark chocolate or whatever it may be. And, like, if you pass by a store that has like the specialty dark chocolate or whatever,
bring them a gift.
You could be, or like if they invite you over for like, or yeah, I think about like once this guy invited me, it was a fifth date for sushi at his place, and to watch the princess, or like what was that?
It was when they got married, the
first one. Royal so wedding? This was a year ago, okay. the original. And so then I went and got like a really nice bottle of wine for us to share. I think that's really cute. It's like, be you know, generous in a way that's like, what do you want to share with them? Not like, here, I'm sharing, you know, $10, like $20 with you. Like, that's so weird to me. But like, I'd rather share an experience with them. And that's why, like, I've definitely bought two tickets to things before mm-hmm. that I really wanted to do. And if I'm dating someone at the time that rolls around, I'll invite them and be like, you should come to this with me. I've done that with concerts. I've done that with like different movie nights. So I think like share experiences versus like a financial transaction.
And I just have one tip for anybody who's out there. I just thought about this because this is also another really cute way to kind of contribute to a date without necessarily paying for the entire thing, is meet at the bar before and grab drinks and then just kind of slide your credit card in. But I wouldn't do this right in the beginning because it's the thing you do before a date. But once you've been on a couple dates, to be like, no, I'm going to take care of these drinks. And then you get seated at your table and then...
Or you go to dinner and then after you go to drink somewhere else and you like pick up the drink.
Totally.
Yeah. Or, you know,
or ice cream or something afterwards.
Yeah. Like, exactly. Like if they say their favorite ice cream flavor is this, like have like a little pint of that in your fridge or freezer and be like, hey, look what I got.
Magically appeared here.
Yeah. No, but it's like,
do you want to come to my place afterwards? I have your ice cream of choice.
Thoughtful goes way more, like, is way more expensive than just paying for something.
You mean, like, absolutely. You know, worth a lot,
like,
right.
That's why, like, for me, and I think it really goes back to what you were saying about what, how you give and how you receive. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate presents. Everyone knows.
Same. Really?
Me too.
Yeah. I hate presents. I love cards with feelings. And like, really? I always ask for that. And that is like my favorite thing.
What about like thoughtful presents?
Write those thoughts in a card and give them to me. Cause I like reading them later and being like, wow, like, I remember this moment we shared together. Because I don't know, I don't think like any physical thing can really bring me that kind of joy because I can get it for myself.
Yeah, it's just stuff.
It's just stuff, yeah. But like someone sharing how they feel in a card to me is so special. Mm. So like things like that, whereas like if someone like wrote me a card, I would like value that so much more than if they like took me on a cruise, you know, like
that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, you're not asking for a lot.
Yeah, like, but it's,
well, for
the
some people,
thing.
It's, yeah, like,
it's true. You know,
they'd literally rather pay $1,000 yeah.
than put their emotions down on
yeah.
paper.
Yeah, it's like the most. It's the hardest thing I've had access to. Like, I don't know. And then I'm like, well, this probably isn't gonna work because you should know how you feel and you should be able to express that. That's a good sign too, to know that people can express their emotions and how they're feeling about you.
That's
so
interesting.
Cards with feelings,
that.
Learned it from my parents. And that's the thing, like, that's how I was raised. Like, we didn't do presents because like my parents being triplets, like, didn't want us to like be like, oh, this person got a better present, this person didn't. So they just like wrote us cards or like gave us money or whatever. But because of that, we are just conditioned to do it like that. And that's what I want too. I don't want any presents to me. Giving them and getting them, like, actual, it gives me so much anxiety. I'd rather just take people to dinner and like people like will get me presents and well, I think it's so thoughtful, like, and oh, maybe I wouldn't have bought this for myself, so great. But like getting people presents is like the most painful
for
thing.
You to get them for them.
Yeah, like I will write them a card and be like, I'd love to take you out to dinner, and like write them a card saying how I
feel. I hate buying
about
gifts.
Them.
It gives me so much anxiety.
Getting and receiving.
Because it's
this is such a foreign idea to me.
It's so
foreign.
I don't want to use the word meaningless, but I just to me because I don't value them. Like, to receive.
Yeah.
I mean, like things are nice, right? If it's like cool, it's cool. But like, I also then like don't value. I'd rather take you somewhere. Like that's an experience.
And
that
have
I know
an experience.
You love, or like. I'd rather do that.
Yeah, it's an experience. So, like, I love,
that's what I'd rather do.
Like,
always.
For me, like, it would so never make sense to, like, buy, like, someone a gift. Like, I would rather, like, there's an experience that I think they would love and, like, share that experience with them. Because you can't, no one else can give that to them. Mm. Someone else can give them that same gift. But no one
But
knows.
I've had
like,
to learn the like, people who, what? My sister is all, she's a gifts are her love language,
she
right?
She loves it.
So, like, I have to get her the gift. Sometimes it's you have to just do the language that the person.
That's true.
Understands.
Right. That's
what
true.
You want. Yeah. It's not necessarily yeah. the that's love language so I'll do that somebody both. Else wants.
Because I'm like, okay, you have the thing. So happy, but like, let's go do the thing that's like, because you always remember yeah. the experiences.
But here's the thing: is she's telling you what she wants, so there's right. little joy for you in being like, I'm gonna search for something and find something you told me about 3 months ago that like
I'm
is
much
gonna
a,
make
I
you really
I prefer if you just told me exactly what you want.
Yeah. No, then I literally get that. Yeah. remember Valentine's mm-hmm. Day rolled around. And I told my ex, all I want is a box of chocolates, please. That's it. I don't want any of the other stuff. Like, just a box of chocolates and a card. and he got me flowers. And I was just like, why? I literally told her exactly.
I can't no, eat these
no,
flowers.
No card, no chocolates. I'm like, wait, I don't get it. I literally said exactly what I wanted.
He wanted you to paint a picture of what you wanted and put it on the fridge.
Yeah, clearly. Or like, you know, some people just, they don't get it.
Oh, yeah. I'm just like, just say exactly. And we keep it moving. So it's because... Tiffany, because the scene keeps going.
Right. The scene, like, that's how, when I heard that in improv, they're like, no transaction scenes. I was like, this applies to dating so much because it's the number one date killer. I've never heard anyone like go from a splitting situation and be like, wow,
that was so sexy.
Yeah, that was so hot. The way that we both fumbled for our cards and like we both looked at each other and like he didn't want to pay, but like I wanted to be romantic. And that, no, like that's it's the death of the date. Yep. So keep. Put
y'all need to stop
in.
Fumbling and just be put smoother with it.
Let's keep it moving. I'll put the card. If I like, if I'm with my friends, no one's. I'm like, take it. I just can't like be witness to any like messy moments.
And I also always flip it around. I'm like, I understand that there's like kind of not there's rules for dating in the sense like in the beginning in like a heterosexual space at least, like I think the woman should wait for the guy to like pay. Which we've spoken about, but like I could easily do the same thing and want to do the same thing. It just doesn't always have the result that you
it
know.
It seems
that
like
want.
Unsexy too. Like yeah. from the flip side, like who's this?
Like if a guy, I just don't know how guys would react if women were like, okay, I'm just gonna pay for this. Thank you for this dinner. Like after he'd asked, you know what I mean? Your face right now is like,
that would just be weird, you know? Yeah. Like because if I want someone to go, like. For instance, I love a good wine tasting festival or like a desserts festival, yeah. you know, but those are expensive. They're like $100, you know, and I'm not going to say to a guy, here's the link, buy me the tickets, which I know some girls do. I'm literally going to be like,
who are these girls?
I know people who do. I would literally just buy 2 tickets and be like, hey, I have an extra ticket. Want to come with, because I want to go there and I want to share this experience with someone. Like, so I think there are
maybe I should start sending links out. These
people
girls are
do
doing it,
it
right. These
start
girls are doing
sending
it right.
links out.
Anyway, thank you all for listening. Let us know your thoughts on like paying for things. Who should pay first? Do you like paying? Do you care or not care? And like, how does money fit into your relationship?
And have you had an awkward situation like this before?
Please let us know. You can hit us up on Twitter at Love and Limbo Land, on Facebook at Love and Limbo Land, on Instagram at Love and Limbo Land. Feel free to slide into our DMs. We love you guys for listening. Thank you so much. Bye. Bye.
I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Kudzi.
And you've been listening to Love in Limbo Land.
You can find us on Twitter at Love in Limbo Land.
And don't forget to go to Apple or Google Play Podcast to subscribe.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.